Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Back then, it was about $10,000, and that's for paying the airfare of the people that came, the musicians, the other speakers and stuff. And I would receive an offering, and we would get $10,005. Or we would get $9,994. It would be within $5 or $10 of our expenses. And, of course, people would become partners with us. And over the long term, it was good. But, I mean, it was just barely break even. And after God spoke to me through Pastor Dean and I got this thing, I went out within the next week. I held a meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. Everything was exactly the same. I did an offering exactly the same as I did tonight. Everything was the same. And instead of getting $10,000, we got $25,000, $30,000, $40,000. And nothing changed except I had a revelation that was producing difference. And our ministry since then has never been behind. Our ministry has prospered. We are prospering. We have turned the biggest record income that we've ever had in the history of the ministry during this financial downtime. We are blessed and we are prospered. And people see that and they see the baby, they see the birth, and they say, man, I want one of those. But are you going to take the word and for 2 years meditate on it and meditate on it and think on it and you can't see anything and it doesn't look like anything's happening, but you just keep in relationship with the word and you let the word germinate? See, everybody wants the birth. Everybody wants these results. Jamie and I have produced in our little bit, we don't have a lot of money, but we got some money in the stock market, and we've produced 20%, 26% profit in the last 3 months, while everybody else is losing 30%. We've increased 26%. Well, I want that. Have you taken the word and meditated on it, and is God is your source? See, everybody's wanting the birth, everybody's wanting the baby, but I don't want the relationship. I don't want to have to carry this thing for 2 years and meditate on it. That's wrong, brothers and sisters. This is a principle of God. Let me just, don't forget where I am right here. I'm coming back to it. Here's a parenthesis. Somebody's saying, man, if that's the only way you could receive of God, I just don't believe that. No, God has created another way to receive. The other way to receive is you can receive off of someone else's faith or anointing. And the reason God did this, let's say, for instance, if the only way you could be healed is to take the word and meditate on it and let the word conceive, and then you nurture that and grow, and it takes a year or 2 years for you to overcome your fears and to give the birth to the physical healing. If that's the only way that you could get healed, what would happen to the person that comes up here tonight and only has a week to live? They would be destined to just die. And so God made another way to receive, and that is that He gave some people to the body of Christ who have the gift of miracles, the gifts of healings, and people like Benny Hinn and others have these supernatural gifts, and through them people can come up that virtually have no faith. They have to have some faith, but relatively little faith and little effort, and they come up and they just, boom, receive a miracle. And those things do happen. And the reason God did that is as a stopgap measure to help those who are in a crisis situation and don't have the 2 years to be able to grow and mature and conceive the miracle and give birth to it. God has given you another method. But what's wrong is that the body of Christ thinks that's the only way you can receive from God. They just come and want somebody to pray over you, and they're looking for a miracle to come. Those are relatively few. They're hard to come by. Miracles like that don't come. They don't work every time. I can't control miracles. I can control healings, but I can't control miracles. I can't just sit there and wave my hand and say that you're going to instantly see everything come to pass, but I can teach you how to take the Word of God and put it in your heart and meditate on it and let that faith produce, and all things are possible to him that believes. I can get any person healed if you would take the Word of God and put it in your heart and meditate on it and work in it, but I can't guarantee that every person's going to receive a miracle. And this is the reason the body of Christ has only learned how to receive off of somebody else's gifting and anointing, which was intended to be a temporary help so that you don't die while you're taking the Word of God and meditating and conceiving and building it up. And yet the body of Christ hasn't learned how to conceive a miracle. We just are going around chasing after people and waiting on people to lay hands on us. And even Catherine Kuhlman, I used to usher in her meetings and stuff like that. And Benny Hinn, both of them say that like 90 to 95% of all of the people who receive miracles in their meetings lose them. Matter of fact, I've had people come to my meetings that were healed at Benny Hinn's meeting and they lost it and came back. And I had to teach them how to take the word and now walk in it. Benny Hinn, he understands this to a degree. I don't know the person, but I mean, Benny Hinn refers people to our ministry. His ministry has people call us all of the time when they don't know how to walk in healing, and we help them. Amen. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that gift. That's a wonderful gift. And if you are in a crisis situation and don't have time to take the Word of God and mature and get it working, you need to go somebody with these special gifts. But don't substitute that for what God intended. You can adopt a baby, but that's not the way God created it to be. Amen. You can go get a miracle from somebody else, but God, every one of you can conceive a miracle if you would just take these principles and take the Word of God and begin to meditate on it. If you've got a problem in your body, the Scripture says that God sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Psalms 107, verse 20. The Word of God is health unto all your flesh and life unto them that find it. In Proverbs chapter 4, around verse 20-something. And God's Word is healing to you. You could take the Word of God, and I guarantee you, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. What is spiritually minded? John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's Word is spiritually minded. Take the Word and meditate on it, and all it can produce is life and peace. If you have something growing in your life other than life and peace, then you've had something other than the Word sown in your life. You know, I don't have to be with you when you plant your garden to see what you planted. All I got to do is be there when something starts sprouting. See what's growing in your garden, and I can tell you. Are you making fun of me? Sprouting. When I see something growing in your garden, I can tell what you planted. Because you only reap what you sow. And you know what? I don't have to be with you. I don't have to follow you on. When you come up and start telling me about nothing's working for me and oh, I'm sick and I've got all this. And you know what? I can tell you what you've been meditating on. I can tell you what you've been thinking. I can tell you what your belief systems are. Because you got fear and doubt and you're oppressed and you feel powerless. Those things don't just happen. They aren't just natural. It's not just human. You have to entertain that. You know what? You take a little kid, and did you know a little kid naturally will be optimistic and joyful and excited and happy? It takes a lot to beat people to a place where they're depressed and discouraged and fearful of everything. Those things don't happen accidentally. There's reasons why people are the way that they are. You've planted things or allowed Satan to plant. Most of it is not even obvious. It's not that you pursued sickness and disease, but you sit there in front of the TV that 99% of what they're doing is talking about sickness and disease and advertising stuff. And you just embrace it. And well, we're only human. We sing songs about, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man. I hate that song. I'm not only human. I'm not just a man. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I got the power of God living on the inside of me. I am not just a human. Things that are incurable to men are not incurable to God. I'm not going to listen to that stuff. I'm not going to let those words come across my path. There's a reason why you're in the shape that you're in. You are letting the world plant seeds in you. Again, I go back to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. It said, let me go back and read that because I can't quote all of it exactly, but Proverbs 18:20. You got that up there? says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Notice the terminology. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips and with the increase of his mouth. Those words are saying that every word that comes out of your mouth is like a seed. Every word is a seed. Not only every word of yours, but every word that you hear. Every song that you sing. They're spitting seeds into your heart. They're putting seeds into your life. Every time you sing about the Wichita lineman and you're moaning and groaning and falling off the bar stool and losing your dog and your pickup and everything else, you're sowing seeds. You're sowing seeds of depression that are going to come to pass. Every time you listen to some of these things where they're talking about cop killers and all of the stuff that they do, they're sowing seeds of hatred and bitterness and anger in your life. Every time you watch something or hear something about adultery and lust and things like this and running off with somebody else, they're sowing seeds in you. And you wonder, why is it that I'm struggling with lust? You let the sewage of the world flow through you. They just sow these seeds in you, and then I don't want this. Oh God. You know what most Christians are doing? They have no accountability. They don't control themselves and their relationships. They just go out and let the world plant seeds in their life, and then they try and abort it before they have to act it out. Most Christians would reject this and say, you shouldn't use abortion as a form of birth control, and I agree. But you know what? Christians do it all the time. We let the devil just plant stuff. You watch stuff that if Jesus was sitting beside you in his physical body, he wouldn't be pleased with what you watch and the music that you sing and the stuff that you read. And yet you let this get planted on the inside of you, not making the connection that every word is going to produce increase, fruit.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. And I tell you, we have one of the most powerful websites of anything I've ever seen. I get comments about how user-friendly it is. I have hundreds of my teaching available for free downloads. And there's literally been people's lives saved by having all of this teaching material available to them free of charge. We have our living commentary there. I have about, I think it's 8 years or more of our television programs that you can view right there on the website. We have about 10 or 11 years worth of my radio programs there. It's just a wealth of information, so please join us at awmi.net.